You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Have you purchased those tickets for the Farm Assets Conference? It's not very far away, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. That's the 20th day of November in Normal, Illinois. And we have a great lineup for you. If you've been thinking about, hey, what am I going to do with the farm over the next 5 to 10 years to make sure that it stays in really good financial condition, well, we've got some opportunities potentially, or at least ways for you to explore. Anheuser-Busch and McDonald's will be there to discuss what they're thinking about as it relates to regular commodity agriculture. That may be pork production, beef production, poultry production, and commodity corn, grain, soybeans, bean meal that feed into all those livestock systems. Anheuser-Busch, of course, with corn, barley, which we wouldn't be involved with, and a bit of rice. But we'll get an idea of how that might work and what you could do potentially as it goes forward, and how those conditions will change pretty rapidly, I think, over the next several years. We'll include an easy way to think about that with the folks from Clarkson Grain, along with Syngenta. They've got a way to track it, and just one of many, but give you some ideas of what might be possible. We'll also take up farm policy, the farm economy, the price of land, and of course the marketplace. The Farm Assets Conference, great conference, lunch is included, so is the parking in downtown Normal, all for $40. You can buy your tickets right now online at farmassetsconference.com. Don Day is now here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, thanks for being with us. Tell me about the forecast for the coming week.
Well, pretty good news, really. While we do have a couple of weak systems that may produce a little bit of shower activity over the areas you just mentioned, there's nothing really heavy coming. A lot of the same weather trends that we've enjoyed over the last week, which has finally given us better weather for harvest, is going to continue right on through the weekend. There is a bit of a stronger system that'll come in Saturday night and Sunday for a few more showers, but I think nothing that's going to set us back anymore, and more progress should be made between now and the weekend.
And next week?
Next week is a different ball game. Once we get beyond Monday and Tuesday, I don't think any significant weather Monday and Tuesday is coming our way, but by late Tuesday night and certainly during the day Wednesday into Thursday, we're going to have a pretty strong system come out of the Rockies that will bring areas of rain and some of those northern areas a little bit of snow, and that's going to be followed by a secondary push of colder air that's going to arrive late next week and towards next weekend, and there could be a fairly good-sized weather system moving through the Midwest by late next week and the following weekend. So this window of opportunity over the next 5 or 6 days is our best chance for good harvest weather. After that, things get more busy and a bit more unsettled.
Any dividing lines here, east to west or north to south?
No, it's going to pretty much affect everybody. I think the one that gives us the most concern is the secondary system that arrives late next week in terms of more in the way of widespread moisture and also some cold as well.
Hey, thanks, Don. You have a good week. That, of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Be safe in the field. I know you're working really hard this week to finish things up. And when you're looking at a forecast that doesn't look so great next week, that becomes problematic. Take some time for yourself and make sure you do get enough rest. It's proven that will help you make it safely through the harvest season. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You have a very good afternoon.